Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Welcome. Today, I shall be again answering your questions, my little lucky dip of colour and style questions you've left for me on Facebook. Today, let's see what we get first. So our first question today is from Gwen, who asks, as a short-waisted A, I'd like to figure out how to wear skirts. Pretty sure A-line are best, but what kind of top? And should it be tucked or untucked? So when we're thinking about balancing the A or the pear shape, when we're thinking about creating that balance, what we're thinking about doing is we want to broaden the shoulders to balance the hips. But we also want to highlight that we have a smaller waist. So therefore, we want tops that are more fitted through the waist. Otherwise, you just look like a bit of a box. And then we want to actually have some sort of broadening element around the top of the top. So whether that seems like a puffed sleeve, a gathered sleeve, a bit of a flared out sleeve, some shoulder detail in some way or other, all these things help to add a broadening element. It could be things like an epaulette on a jacket. It could be shoulder detail. Sometimes you'll get some blinged up shoulder detail. Even things like a yoke where you have a horizontal line that comes across the top of the shoulders. All these things really help to broaden the shoulders out that balances the hips. So to answer your question, kind of simply and easily, yes, you want that fit and flare shape. So think about it, when we have a body that has a waist and then flares out to the lower hips, so we're looking for that in and out shape, the fit and flare. So therefore we want our tops tucked in unless they are already fitted. So if they're a fitted top, they don't need to be tucked in, but don't have them too long. Remember that where we put a horizontal line, so all hems are horizontal lines, they broaden. So you don't want to have your horizontal line for an A shape below the high hip. That's about where the hip bone is, that little bone that sticks out at the front of your pelvis. So thinking about if you're going to wear a top up, that would be the point to wear it. If you've got something that's blousy, so a blouse or something that's not fitted at the waist, then it needs to be tucked in to highlight your waist, because if it's left out and it's just baggy, it's just going to make you look bigger than you are. So thinking about where do we put the horizontal line, we always put horizontals on narrow points unless we want to use those horizontals to broaden, just as I was describing up here at the top of your body. So we can use those broadening horizontals up on your shoulders, and then have a waist detail and then fit it at the waist and then flaring out. So any sort of skirt, A-line, or any sort of skirt that has a flared shape. Always be wary of the fabric. I always think about with fabric choices. We want fabrics that drape and skim, but don't cling. So different fabrics will make an outfit look quite different. And even the way the skirt sits. So anything too stiff will really stand out from your body. So you might want something that's a little bit more drapey, has a little bit more flow to it than something that's really stiff. But really we're thinking about that fit and flare shape and then broadening the shoulders with those horizontals. Okay, next question. Sandra says, I'm 51. That's my age too. I'm on the cusp of plus size. My trouble spot is my tummy, lower and upper. I have no defined waist. So it's sounding like we're getting a bit of an O shape here. I'm like a rectangle, so it could be an H, could be a bit more O. I love printed pleasant blouses of every style, but how do I wear them and not look frumpy? Most stylists say, add a belt, but it doesn't add definition and I end up looking pregnant. Help. So this is one of the biggest mistakes, and I don't know where this came from, put a belt on it and it'll give you a waist, lies or myths that you will hear around style and bodies. I just don't get it. So as I was just talking about with the A shape, that we want to use a horizontal line to broaden, a belt is a horizontal line, so why would I want to put a belt on my waist if it's not defined, if it's not narrow? Unless I want to make the area look broader, and I think that Sandra is saying she doesn't want to make her waist look broader. So really, it's about choosing the right tops. So anything that's got too much volume over the tummy can make you look more pregnant. So it's also about the length of the top as well. Getting your body proportions right is just as important as getting your body shape right as well. So clothes to flatter your shape. So if you're fairly square up and down, no defined waist, we're thinking about clothes that are a similar shape, but not too flary. So some peasant blouses flare out too much, and that's actually going to add a bit more volume. So thinking about something that's straight, and also keeping your bottoms straight and slim. This is the key when we are wearing a voluminous top, is to make sure your bottoms are slim and fit it, because that will help. We always want to balance out, proportionally. So when we're thinking about, creating balance in a body, if I've got one voluminous garment, I need one slim garment. If I've got two voluminous garments, if I've got a peasant blouse that's voluminous and then a voluminous bottom as well, I'm just going to look bigger all over. So the key here, if I've got the peasant blouse, is to then make sure that my bottom is slim, whether it is a skirt or a pair of trousers. So if it's a pair of trousers, think about like a legging or a jegging, that sort of a skinny jean. If it's a skirt, it's a straight fitted skirt. Not anything that's too large or voluminous. That is really the key here. So if you want to wear a more voluminous blouse, that's fine. Also think about how much volume. The more volume you have in this blouse, the larger it will make you look. So it's getting that kind of balance between that bit of volume that doesn't cling to your tummy and too much volume that makes you look pregnant. And be wary of gathers over the bust, or under the bust, but over the tummy, because when we add that extra fabric, that then tends to pull away from your body and make you look larger. So hopefully that's helped you there, Sandra. Okay, next question. Elaine says, how do I minimize the appearance of my boobs? Now, you've come to the right place. For many, many years, I had enormously outsized breasts, and now I just have a good size double D cup. So the thing to do, the most effective way to minimize your breasts is always to wear large scale necklaces above your breast, because what it does is it's the illusion of scale. It's called the Ebbinghaus illusion, and it's actually the illusion of scale. And what this does is it draws attention away from your breast. Now, if you wear small, delicate jewelry, whatever is next to something, so we have this illusion of scale, the Ebbinghaus illusion, where whatever is something next to it either makes something look larger or smaller. So if I put something small next to something large, the large thing appears larger, the small thing appears smaller. So if I want to make a large area, like a large bust, appear smaller, I need to put large scale details next to it. So this is where larger scale jewelry is really useful. Also, if you can, more open necklines. Closed up necklines tend to make you look more shelf-like. So thinking about an open neckline. So an open neckline, and then up here around your first balance point, put a good sized, larger scale piece of jewelry. This is a large enough scale for a larger bust. It doesn't have to be huge. But what it does is helps to draw attention up and away from your bust. Do not wear things like really high closed collars, any gathering. So like if you've got a top that's got a neckline, make sure there's no gathering at the neckline, no horizontal lines of your bust, so really avoid pockets around the bust. High necklines do, as I mentioned, make you tend to look more shelf-like there. Shiny fabrics as well. So avoid the shiny fabrics in your tops, but just have the shiny or the shiny in your jewelry, because that draws attention up. Or really large scale earrings. Something up and away close to your face draws attention up and away from your bust. And then, I've got lots of tips on the blog, and I'll link to them. If you come over to the blog, you'll find this video on a Friday. It'll be in there, and you'll be able to, and I'll have some links, some useful links for you that will help you find some more tips on how to minimize your larger bust. So that's it for today. I've done my three questions of the day. Thank you for asking them. Feel free to pop some questions too on my Inside Out Facebook page, and I will put them into my lucky dip and answer them in forthcoming videos. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.